Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So my subject today is planting the kingdom, and we are going to read from Matthew chapter 13, verse 31 to 32. Jesus Christ spoke about 57 or so parables. Seven of such parables can be found in Matthew chapter 13. And Jesus Christ indicated the grand purpose or the end of the seven parables of the kingdom that we find in Matthew chapter 13. And the grand end is in verse 51 and 52. Matthew chapter 13, 51 to 52. I want us to go there first because we want to see the aim that Jesus Christ wanted to achieve by speaking these seven parables of the kingdom. And when we see the aim, then we are going to work ourselves towards that end point. Hallelujah. So, Matthew chapter 13, verse 51, the Bible says that Jesus said to them, "Have you understood all these things?" That is all the seven parables of the kingdom. And they said to him, "Yes, Lord." Jesus then said to them, "Therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out," please underline, "brings out of his treasure things new and old." In other words, the sign of being taught the kingdom word is that you become dynamic. You don't hold things in your house. You see, a householder is like the head of the family who is supposed to retain everything in the house. But he says that rather than becoming a householder who is holding everything in the house, you become like a householder who is sending things outside the home. He is releasing things outside the home. So the person becomes very dynamic, very practical. He brings out new things in his life, and it is not restricted to his home or his family, but it goes outside the home. So this is what Jesus Christ wants to make of all of us. This is the grand reason why he spoke those parables, so that we will not be people who are inward looking and thinking only about our family, but we will bring things outside of our family to touch on the world outside, to touch on other families, to touch on other people's lives. Hallelujah. So God wants us to be very dynamic. He wants us to be very practical, but we should be motivated by the kingdom word. We should be motivated by it because there are other people who are very practical in life. When you go into the world, you see them. You know, they are very dynamic. But the issue is whether they are motivated by the kingdom word, the kingdom truth in the parables of the kingdom, that is making them dynamic. Or it is their own kind of ambition by which they are operating. Hallelujah. I believe that Jesus Christ wants everything we do outside of ourselves, outside of our homes, everything that we churn out, he wants it to be founded on the solid rock of the word of God, not founded on a fear that we have, which makes us very dynamic and wanting to always improve and bring out new things. No, it should be founded on the kingdom, or the motivation of the kingdom coming, that should produce accepting practicality and dynamism in your life. That is something that is founded on the solid rock of the word of God, and that is how it should be. Hallelujah. So Matthew chapter 13, verse 31 to 32 is our text. Another parable Jesus put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed," please underline seed, "which a man took and sowed," underline sowed, "in his field," underline field, "which indeed is the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest," underline nest, "in its branches," underline branches. Hallelujah. It's wonderful, isn't it? I want us to understand that it is from this scripture that I am teaching you on the subject of planting the kingdom or sowing the kingdom. Jesus Christ said that the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed. In other words, God wants us to sow the kingdom. He wants us to plant the kingdom. Hallelujah. The kingdom may be high up there, but he wants you to make it practical and real in your life, in your community. Hallelujah. I want us to look at Isaiah chapter 51 and let us quickly learn about who is qualified to plant the kingdom. Who is qualified to plant the kingdom? What does it mean when we say that we are planting the kingdom? Isaiah 51 and then verse number 16. The Bible says, I have put my words in your mouth. I have covered you with the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens. Please underline, plant the heavens. Lay the foundations of the earth and say to Zion, you are my people. Hallelujah. Now, the first thing I want us to know is that planting the kingdom is an activity of believers. It is believers who have to plant the kingdom. It is not a function of unbelievers, so to speak. It is believers who have to plant the kingdom. Hallelujah. Look at the qualification of those who should do it. It says that I have put my words in your mouth. That is number one. Number two is that I have covered you with the shadow of my hand. God is saying to us that there is a reason why he put his kingdom word in our mouth. There is a reason why we have the Holy Spirit. I have covered you with the shadow of my hand. Is that there is a reason why I have released the Holy Spirit unto you. The reason is because I want to plant the heaven. I want to plant the kingdom. I want to sow the kingdom. Unbelievers do not have the kingdom word, so they cannot plant the kingdom. Unbelievers do not have the Spirit of God living inside of them, so they cannot plant the kingdom. But God says that planting the kingdom is a duty, is a responsibility, is a function of believers. That is why last week I taught you on the subject of your attitude towards the kingdom word. Because you must get the kingdom word so that you can plant the kingdom or sow the kingdom. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. I need to emphasize this because some people think that when you speak about the kingdom of God, you are speaking about people getting born again. It goes far beyond that. Hallelujah. You see, the kingdom of God is something that must be ministered to believers. It's a system that must be ministered to believers so that they learn to receive the kingdom word. And because the kingdom word is in their mouth, just as God said, they will also say things. Just as God did things with his hands practically, they will also do things with their hands practically after they are spoken, and then we will see human being coming up. We will see his kingdom being formed in our lives, our societies, our communities. Hallelujah. Number two thing I want you to learn is that planting the kingdom is bringing heaven down. It's bringing heaven down so that we have heavenly places on earth. Heaven is the standard. Heaven is the best. What is done in heaven, the will of God in heaven, is the standard. God gives us the target, the standard based upon which we can act on this earth. But God wants that we will look at the heavens, the heavenly kingdom, so to speak, and we would plant and practicalize the same thing here on this earth. So, planting the kingdom is bringing heaven down so that on this earth we have heavenly places. The word heavenly places is talking about places outside of heaven, which you can describe as heavenly. You see, I can describe something as heavenly. I can look at somebody's behavior. I can look at somebody's product and say that, wow, How beautiful. This is like made in heaven. This is heavenly. Although it is not in heaven, it is heavenly. Because the thing looks like heaven. The thing looks like something that came from the heavenly kingdom. In other words, we have to bring heaven down wherever we are. Into our lives, the beauty of heaven, the beautiful character of heaven into our lives, the beautiful product of heaven into our lives. If there is confusion in heaven, then we can plant confusion. If there is peace in heaven, if there is prosperity in heaven, if there is purity in heaven, then we have to plant the same thing on this earth. So, sowing the kingdom or planting the heavens is letting heavenly places come on this earth, in your family, in your workplace, in your school, wherever you are. Number three, sowing the kingdom or planting the heaven is laying the foundation of the earth. The foundation of the earth has been destroyed. You know who destroyed it? The devil. The Bible said in the book of Psalm 11 verse 3 or so, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? It's not what can the righteous know. It's not what can the righteous have. It's what can the righteous do. It's talking about how practical can the righteous be if the foundation based upon which you should act is destroyed. In the book of Psalm 82, the Bible says that all the foundations of the earth are out of course. It has been destroyed. Okay? So, sowing the kingdom that Jesus wants us to do in our practical life is laying the foundations of the earth. In other words, the kingdom system is the foundation of the earth. The earth is supposed to be founded on a system somewhere in the heavenly kingdom. If it is not so done, then the earth has no foundation, because the foundation should be heaven, the heavenly system, the kingdom system. Hallelujah. It's important for us to get this, that the foundation of this earth is the kingdom system. Number four and the last thing I want us to understand from what we have just read is that planting the kingdom or sowing the kingdom is making full use of heaven. Making full use of heaven. Some of us, we only think that we are candidates for heaven. Pastor, I'm born again, I'm going to heaven. But you are not making full use of heaven. Hallelujah. It's just a place that by and by you will go. But you are not making full use of it. You know, when you have a seed, as the kingdom of heaven is a seed, you can eat the seed or you can plant the seed. Like you have a grain of corn, you can decide to go and mill it, grind it, and do cocoa with the corn and then drink it. That is, you can get born again. You see, the kingdom is within you. You have drank it inside of you, but that is the whole use you put to it. The grain is gone because you have ground it to powder and you have done porridge with the thing. The kingdom is within you, and that is as far as it can go. But Jesus wants that the kingdom will come out. Hallelujah. That is where, instead of grinding it and consuming it, you also plant it so that it has a future. It bears on other people. Instead of you alone having the kingdom within you, you must become a householder who is churning out of his home or his house or his temple or his body new things and old things. It's coming out and it's affecting the world outside. Let's go back to the Matthew scripture, Matthew chapter 13, and then I want to point out some few things to you from that scripture. What we are doing in this series of teaching is yanking out from the kingdom parables of Jesus, kingdom truths, kingdom understanding, hallelujah, so that we can live our lives by it. So we'll go back to our text in Matthew chapter 13, verse 31. The Bible says that Jesus Christ said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed." So the first thing I want to tell you about the kingdom is that the kingdom is a seed. It's a small seed. When I went to the Holy Land, I bought mustard seeds. Very, very small, tiny. You can hardly pick it with your hands, you know. But the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven is a seed. A seed is something that has the present dimension and then it has a future dimension. If you take a seed, like I said, present dimension, you can cook it and drink it like porridge. Or you can plant it and it has a future. Every seed has got a future in it. But it is something you are holding in the present. It is something that you have. Hallelujah. That is why I want you to know that the kingdom of God is supposed to serve you now. And it's supposed to serve you also in what is called the kingdom future. The kingdom of heaven should not be limited to the future alone. Because a seed is a present reality that you have, which is also having a future value or a future dimension or relevance. So let the kingdom system serve you now. Because if it doesn't serve you now, it can't really serve you tomorrow. That's the way it works. If you destroy the seed right now, do you have anything for tomorrow? No. So hold the seed well. Use the seed well. Make full use of the seed now in your present earthly life so that it can serve you in your kingdom future also. There are many believers who are going to get disappointed when we enter the kingdom future because they will think that, well, the kingdom future is separate from now. But I tell you that your now life is going to impact the kingdom future. Your kingdom life now is relevant for your kingdom future. Why? Because the kingdom is a seed. It has got a present value and it has got a future value also in it.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
The next thing I will talk to you about is that the kingdom as a seed is already made. The kingdom is already made. When you take a seed, you don't do anything about the seed because the seed is already made. The seed doesn't require any effort of yours as far as its viability is concerned. The seed is viable. When you take the kingdom of God, it's a viable seed. It is a prepared seed. It has got everything ready. It doesn't need your effort. It doesn't need your preparation. Hallelujah. So your effort is not needed in making it work for you. Hallelujah. I will show you where you have to make some efforts. But your effort is not to do anything to the seed. Because the seed is already prepared and ready. That is how come in the first kingdom era, God made sure that He finished everything, setting up everything before He created man on the sixth day. By the time man came around, everything was ready. Nothing needed His effort. There was something man had to do just to dress it and to keep it, just to make sure that you preserve it, you keep it for yourself. And that is our role even up to today. When we get the seed of the kingdom, word, ours is to preserve it, keep it, make use of it, make full use of it by sowing it. Hallelujah. It's wonderful, isn't it? Write Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. It's important for you to understand this dimension of the kingdom of God, that the kingdom of God is a seed. It's a seed that is already made, already prepared. So you need only not your efforts, but you need to understand how it operates by grace. We receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken. The Bible says that let us have grace by which we can serve God acceptably. The way that we serve God in the kingdom arrangement is by grace. You must be a master of the grace of God, because that is an element of the kingdom. It operates by grace. The thing is already made. So you just take it by grace. You didn't prepare the Garden of Eden. Just take it. Just preserve it. Make full use of it, Adam. The next thing I want to teach you is that the kingdom of God can be taken. The Bible says in our text that the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed which a man took. So the kingdom of God is a system that can be taken by the believer or left alone by the believer. The kingdom system can be taken by you and made full use of, or you can leave it alone. It's okay. You can leave it alone. Hallelujah. So God says that the kingdom has been prepared already. It's like it's something that has been put on the table. Jesus put it this way: it is at hand. It means that all that you have to do is to stretch your hand and take what has been already put on the table and enjoy it. Hallelujah. And make full use of it. There are certain believers who have taken the kingdom. Others have not taken it. They have not accepted it. Now, you can accept it or you can leave it by a believer. Wonderful. I want to encourage you to behave like this man in the parable. Take the kingdom. Take the kingdom. In other words, reach out your hand and say that I am going to make full use of what God has already prepared and he has put on the table for me, just to make the effort of taking it and enjoying it and making full use of it. The next thing I'll talk to you about is that the kingdom can be planted. It can be planted. It can be sown in the earth. Actually, the best environment for the kingdom of God is the earth. That's the best place for the kingdom of God. The best container for the kingdom system is the earth. Says that the man took it and sowed it in the field. In other words, he put the kingdom into something practical, into the field where he was, into the land. He put it on the earth. He took the kingdom of God, which is a heavenly thing, and then he put it in the field. He put it in this earth. Hallelujah. That is what you do. You take it and then you apply the system, the kingdom system, which is at hand, which you have taken in your hand, to your social life, to your marriage, to your career, to your church, to your ministry, to your work life, to your business. It must affect every dimension of your life. He took it and hid it into something practical, the ground on which humans are. There is nothing more practical than the field, a field work. There is nothing practical. I don't know about you. It's not like studying in the classroom or sitting behind a desk in the office. You are in the field and you are planting the kingdom into the practical realities of your life. So the kingdom can be planted in the earth. The earth is the best container. You must think about the kingdom of God as a system now. It's a system that must have a container. Beloved, a seed should not lie down like that. A seed is meant for a certain container. The container is called the soil. Put it inside the container. The kingdom of God is a system. It's a way of life that you have to inject into practical lives. Your practical, the field, your work as a student, your work as a teacher, your work as a pastor, put it there. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Wonderful. So the earth or the container is talking about three things. It's talking about yourself, your physical life or your practical life, and it's talking about a society or community. Take the kingdom and inject it into these three places. Into you, yourself into your physical life. That is where the kingdom of God must end. It can begin in your spirit, but it's supposed to move out of being inside you into your physical life. It was put in the field. Hallelujah. And then thirdly, it must be planted, injected in our community, in our society. Wow. So the kingdom, the next thing is that the kingdom is a system to be contained in something, like in a container. It's like a software. The kingdom of God is like a software. You can have a software, but what use is a software on this earth if it has not got a hardware, a system in which you put the thing for the thing to really function and churn out results? Wonderful. Wonderful. Hallelujah. The next thing is that the kingdom should have branches. The kingdom should have branches. Jesus said that the man took it, put it in his field, and then when it grew, it developed branches. Matthew said that it was small, but when it was sown, it grew and became a tree. One of the characteristics of a tree is a grown tree is that it has got branches. It shoots out large branches under which the birds of the air, talking about the demonic system, talking about unbelievers, they come and nest. Nest means they make their home. They find comfort. They find solace from their troubles in the world. In the kingdom arrangement that you have set up in your family, you have set up in your church, you have set up in your business, you have set up in your practical life. They come there and then they lodge under, they make their nest or their home. They say, hey, we will stay here. This is what we have been looking for so far. This is what we like in the church. We don't like the traditions of the church. We want the church that has been injected with the kingdom system, because then unbelievers come and say that we are going to stay. This is home. They lodge under, not on top of it, but they submit themselves under the kingdom system. They say, we are not going back to our home. We will make our nest here. We will stay here. Hallelujah. They look at your family life and they say, this is what we want. We want to stay there. We want to stay there because it has become a heavenly place, although it's not in heaven. It's like heaven to them. It's like the best to them. And that is how God wants us to reach out to the birds of the air who like to come and pick the kingdom seed that I spoke to you about. This time they will come and they will lodge under. They will lodge under. They will submit themselves unto it because they know that this is the solution. This is what I am looking for all my life. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you that the kingdom of God is supposed to shoot out branches when it is matured. You shoot out branches. In Matthew chapter 25 verse 31 downwards, we learn about six branches of the kingdom that we must shoot out. Six branches of the kingdom. Let it shoot into every aspect of life. He said that I was hungry and you fed me. So that you are farming and making people enjoy from that product. Unbelievers will come to your farm and say, ah, this is proper farm. This is farm made in heaven. You understand? He says, I was thirsty and you gave me to drink. Now you have to shoot these things so that the people of the world will come and find better water to drink under your shadow. Hallelujah. He said that I was naked and you clothed me. That is another branch where you are manufacturing or you are distributing clothing. Hallelujah. The birds of the air will come and lodge under your distribution system. Wonderful. This is why you employ them and they are on your payroll. Out of the kingdom that you have, it has churned out something from your home, from inside you, which people are enjoying. You are bringing out of your treasure for people to enjoy, so that unbelievers will find the place as a comfort, as a nest they can be. There are other branches. You can shoot branches into the transport world. You can shoot branches into the manufacturing world. You can shoot branches into hospitality. Hallelujah. Wonderful. You can shoot branches everywhere. The kingdom of God, a man takes it, he injects it, and then the thing grows and shoots out branches. The thing has so come out that other people are enjoying from something that was inside you, which the parables of the kingdom has brought out for other people to benefit from it. That attitude of, well, it is just 6 feet. I mean, we all end up with 6 feet. How many buildings can you sleep in? Have you heard such wisdom before? How many buildings can you sleep in? Have you heard it before? Oh, if your landlord built only one house for himself, you have somewhere to sleep, eh? What is more beautiful than leaving this earth and willing your property to orphans, willing it to the church, willing it to the homeless, to just enjoy it? We have to know the end result of Jesus' kingdom parables to make us churn out things that other people, you can call them filthy beds, you can call them unbelievers, you can call them demon possessed, but let them come and enjoy the kingdom system. Let the witches come. Let the evil-minded come and say that I will stay here. This is the place for me. Out of what you built, out of things that you churned out. God bless you. You came
from heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.